am so sick of the media dictating the terms of the narrative in this country. I'm so sick of having to be apologetic for who I am. I'm so sick of people in middle America being called a flyover country or slope-headed.
Conservative teabaggers.
It's going to be teabagging day.
It's hard to talk when you're teabagging. Appreciate it very much.
It's so funny because the teabaggers, the one thing they hate is when you call them racist.
If racism is not the whole of the Tea Party, it is in its heart.
The hatred that Timothy McVeigh, that he had. There are plenty of people like that right now.
Lots of.
I think you get the general tenor of this. It's anti-government, since this is highly promoted by the right-wing conservative network, Fox.
The left pits people against each other. Divide and conquer is the strategy. I don't want to live in that world. It is the exact opposite of E Pluribus Unum. And what the left has stood for with political correctness is to try and get those with whom they disagree to shut up. And the Tea Party movement and Sarah Palin and Michelle Bachmann and Alan West and all the people that have gone out there against the mainstream media and said, you're going to call us racist? You're going to call us potential Timothy McVeighs? Fuck you. War.
Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Friday, November 17th, 2023 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. It is a wild and dystopic ride, to be sure. And talk about that again a little bit today. I promised to talk about something that happened on something else that happened on September 10, 2001, a couple days ago on Wednesday. I didn't get to that, so I'll probably get to that today. And let's dive in, shall we? Announcements. So let's see, announcements. This coming Thursday and Friday, we will not be live. There will be no live shows next Thursday and Friday. Thursday the 23rd, Friday the 24th, no live broadcasts for obvious reasons. We will be giving thanks and, that'll be fun. And also, possibly taking the weekend off as well. Details are forthcoming. We'll see. So stay tuned for more information on that. Also, Betty in North Carolina has passed away a few weeks ago as well, and that's sad to hear. So we'll probably hear more about that, probably get some updates on that shortly. So stay tuned for that as well. Obviously, we're in the second annual John Stadmiller book drive. Well, let me back up. There's the schedule change that's coming in December. You can jump on the website, republicbroadcasting.org. the schedule changes in December page and see what those are. I read them the other day. Maybe I'll read them again. What do you think? Schedule changes coming. Richard Carey beyond the official narrative. Moving and adding an hour in December. Richard Carey beyond the official narrative will be 6 to 8 p.m. Central, Monday through Friday. Jeffrey Bennett, The Edge of Darkness, also moving and adding an hour, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Jim Fetzer, Authentic News, moving 1 hour earlier, 2 to 4 p.m. Central, Monday through Friday. And the following 2 p.m. shows, Mark Dankoff, The Dankoff Report on Fridays, and Mark Anderson, Stop the Presses on Wednesdays. Steve Starr's Lightspeed Times 2 on Mondays are all moving 1 hour earlier because, again, Jim Fetzer's Authentic News, obviously, will start at 2 p.m. Monday through Friday. So all of those shows, The Dankoff Report, Stop the Presses, Lightspeed Times 2, will all be at 1 p.m. Central Monday through Friday. So, let's see, Ron Avery, In Search of Lawful Government, formerly 2 p.m. Central Tuesday and Thursday, is moving to Fridays for a two-hour broadcast, 4 to 6 p.m. Central on Fridays. Maggie Rose, The New Concord Hour, will now be on Monday for 2 hours, 4 to 6 p.m. Central on Mondays. And we will also welcome a new show from a familiar voice at 1 p.m. Central Tuesdays and Thursdays with Dave Von Kleist. So that should be fun. Stay tuned for more details. Lastly, but certainly not least, Patrick Slattery, National Bugle Radio, will move 1 hour earlier to 12 p.m. Central, Monday through Friday. And so you can see the host schedule or program schedule page for current show times and watch for full details. But those are the changes that are coming in December. So you can always click on the go to republicbroadcasting.org. Obviously, once the changes are in effect, you can click on the host's schedule page and see those changes. So there's that. Schedule changes coming. And as I said a moment ago, we are in the middle of the second annual John Stabmiller book drive. You can see the RBN post for details. And in simple terms, make a donation of $100 or more for a chance to win. Entrants who do not win a book during the week in question, this week, for example, will be added to subsequent week's drawings. So that's fun. Your opportunity to win will roll over to the next week. Congratulations to week one book winner, Joyce in North Carolina, who won Victor Ostrovsky's By Way of Deception, which is interesting right about now, from October 7 forward, I would say. It's such a simple conversation. I mean, I had a couple of things that I wanted to sort of mention in all of this ballyhoo. You know, people are calling it what, the Israel-Hamas war. That's disingenuous. That's not what it is. What is it exactly? I don't know, but, you know, Sun Tzu wrote, what was it, 2,500 years or so ago, that all war is based on deception. And then, you know, speaking of what I just said, we have Ostrowski's book, By Way of Deception, concerning a certain people group or a certain, let's say, nation. That's a more, you know, a less misconstrued way of putting it. Do you hate the Jews? No, of course not. But, you know, I mean, Jesus himself was the one who said in Revelation 2:9 and 3:9 that there are those who call themselves Jews and are not. And what's really interesting about that these days, I think, where is it? Wikipedia. Is it this one? Yeah. Who is a Jew on Wikipedia? Who is a Jew is a Wikipedia entry. So in Revelation 2:9 and 3:9, Jesus talks about those who call themselves Jews, but are not. And so in Revelation 2:9, he says, Jesus himself says to the church at Smyrna, I know thy works and tribulation and poverty, but thou art rich. And I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews and are not, but are a synagogue of Satan. That's interesting. And then again in Revelation 3:9 to the church at Philadelphia, he says, behold, I will make them a synagogue of Satan which say they are Jews and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before thy feet and to know that I have loved thee. Interesting. Who's he talking about? I had Jacob Peterson on the broadcast last Friday, and that was fun. He made a video, and I talked about it while he was on, and I said, you know, he did a magnificent job, I think, of gently approaching the subject. The prepper's bunker outdoors is his channel, and the video was Attack on Israel, Who is the False Jew? So anyway, this Wikipedia entry is very interesting. Jesus says himself in Revelation 2:9 and 3:9 that there are some who call themselves Jews but are not. And the Wikipedia entry for who is a Jew, you can't make this up. This is what it says. The opening sentence, who is a Jew, is a basic question about Jewish identity and considerations of Jewish self-identification. Interesting. And so, you know, people might say, you know, do you hate Jews? Are you anti-Semitic? And I would say, no, I love Shem and his descendants. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Shem, and your descendants. But Ashkenaz was the grandson of Japheth, not Shem. And Sepharad is a region near Spain mentioned in the book of Obadiah. And today, you know, we have people groups that largely masquerade as something. But what is the evidence? The point that I'm making is, in my humble estimation, whose definition matters is God's definition. He's the one that we should look to when seeking to define terms. And when someone's trying to play fast and loose and do sophistry and stuff like that, then we know something bad is probably going on. And that brings me sort of to something that I was thinking about this morning. And that is, don't let garbage people distract you or derail you in life. And some people will say, Chris, that doesn't sound very... That's not very Christian. If you read 1 Samuel, we'll see aren't we all God's children? Yeah, absolutely. But let's see. Translations. Anyway, if you read 1 Samuel 25, you learn about Nabal and his wife Abigail. And in some translations, it says his name was Nabal, meaning fool. In Hebrew, or worthless. So that's interesting. But she, in contrast, the Bible says, the woman was intelligent and beautiful in appearance. Wow, that's quite a description. But the man was harsh and evil in his dealings. That doesn't sound good. So God is, you know, not pulling any punches. In the description of Nabal, or Abigail for that matter. So don't let garbage people derail you. And that's, I don't mean to say, you know, that some people, you know, that you should go around with a bad attitude. What I am saying is that we all are in charge of ourselves, and we live in a time where, you know, the communitarian bent is in full effect. And what I mean by that, in simple terms, Nikki Rapana put it best, communitarianism trains people to force their beliefs, but that's disingenuous because it's not their beliefs. Communitarianism trains people to force their beliefs on others with motherly love. Love, air quotes. Break the cycle, it's dialectical abuse. And, you know, it's a weird thing. It plays on so many things psychologically to try to, you know, get people to go along the bandwagon deal. Oh, everybody's doing it, so we must be right. No, the bandwagon effect is traditionally a fallacy. So, no. Communitarianism trains people to force their beliefs on others, but it's really not their beliefs. Like Bertrand Russell wrote in The Impact of Science on Society, the populace will not be allowed to, in a scientific dictatorship, the populace will not be allowed to know how its convictions were generated. And, you know, I dare say most people today in America could not tell you from whence their convictions derive. And they're, you know, as capricious as the wind. Stick around, we'll be right back. Thank you.
you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
So, I want to move on, but, you know, do not let garbage people derail you. If you, in simple terms, if you're not living your life, if you're allowing yourself to be coerced, if you're a bot, you know, or if you're someone who is allowing yourself to be pushed around by communitarians or whatever, then, you know, basically, if you're not living your life, if you're cowed and coerced, then whose life are you living? That's... What's the point of that? What's the purpose in that? So it's just food for thought. And again, it's not, I'm not advocating that people, you know, have run around with a bad attitude and cause problems. I'm talking about not letting other people's nonsense derail you. And yes, in a sense, we all are God's children, but even God admits acknowledges there are some people, you know, It just is what it is. So Nabal is my example in 1 Samuel 25. And, you know, if you read it, well, I'll give you what I'm talking about. So in the NASB 95, 1 Samuel 25, starting verse 2. Now, there was a man in Maon, which business was in Carmel, and the man was very rich. And he had 3,000 sheep and 1,000 goats. And it came about while he was shearing his sheep in Carmel. Now the man's name was Nabal, and his wife's name was Abigail. And the woman was intelligent and beautiful in appearance, but the man was harsh and evil in his dealings, and he was a Calebite. That's parenthetic. And then continuing that David heard in the wilderness that Nabal was shearing his sheep. So David sent 10 young men. This is, you know, when Saul's chasing them around, they're running around the woods. And David sent 10 young men, and David said to the young men, go up to Carmel, visit Nabal, and greet him in my name. And thus you shall say, have a long life, peace be to you, and peace be to your house, and peace be to all that you have. Now I have heard that you have shearers. Now your shepherds have been with us, and we have not insulted them, nor have they missed anything all the days they were in Carmel. So David's saying, you know, we were kind of watching over your shepherds and your flocks. And he says, ask your young men, and they will tell you. Therefore, let my young men find favor in your eyes, for we have come on a festive day. Please give whatever you find at hand to your servants and to your son David. When David's young men came, they spoke to Nabal according to all these words in David's name. Then they waited. But Nabal answered David's servants and said, who is David and who is the son of Jesse? Which in my mind is a giveaway. No one said son of Jesse. In other words, he knows who David is. And he continues, there are many servants today who are each breaking away from his master. In other words, David is rogue. He's a rebel. Shall I then take my bread and water and my meat that I have slaughtered for my shearers and give it to men whose origin I do not know? But he really does know. He knows who David is. So David's young men retraced their way and went back, and they came and told him, David, according to all these words. So what did David say? David said to his men, each of you gird on his sword. In other words, get your swords. What's going to happen? They're going to lay waste to everything. And this is not a guy you want to upset like that, you know. Yeah, you read about David and his mighty men, and this, you know, this is not a bunch you want to upset. So, David's about to, you know, verse 13 says, David said to his men, each of you gird on his sword. So each man girded on his sword, and David also girded on his sword, and about 400 men went up behind David, while 200 stayed with the baggage. Bad deal. But then, next verse, but one of the young men told Abigail, Nabal's wife, saying, behold, David sent messengers from the wilderness to greet our master, and he scorned them. Yet the men were very good to us, and we were not insulted, nor did we miss anything as long as we went about with them. While we were in the fields, they were a wall to us, both by night and by day. All the time we were with them tending the sheep. Now therefore, know and consider what you should do, for evil is plotted against our master and against all his household, and he is such a worthless man that no one can speak to him. So then Abigail hotfoots it out to meet David and his company, and the rest is history. Stick around, we'll be right back.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names. Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
The secret to aging like fine wine is in the vines. Syrah grape seeds and skins contain high levels of flavonoids and resveratrol. Fermentation breaks these organic compounds down into smaller molecules, penetrating these therapeutic ingredients deeper into the skin, delivering faster and more effective results. Our handmade fermented skincare products are formulated with all natural ingredients and do not contain any phthalates or parabens. Similar products can cost as much as $180. At Natural Earth Medicine, we source our ingredients from local Arizona vineyards and cold process our oils to ensure that our customers receive the highest quality product in its purest form. Learn more at our website and try our fermented skincare products today. Visit naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names, Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good. Fish in the sea, you know how I feel. River running free, you know how I feel. Blossom on a tree, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. Dragonfly out in the sun, you know what I mean.
Welcome back.
Butterflies all having fun, you know.
You know, one of the funny aspects of social media is if stuff doesn't get deleted, then, you know, once the person who posted it is no longer around, like Nikki Rapana's stuff, it stays up. That's an interesting little side benefit. Anyway, this idea of not letting garbage people derail us in life, you know, basically, I mean, in simple terms, speaking of the communitarian bent, there's this effort to paralyze people. You know, since we play in the generalities and the oversimplifications, and since there's never an acknowledgement of the counter-gang strategy, I thought about maybe drawing myself a picture and helping to explain. It's so weird. It's more difficult to explain, I think, than the schedule changes upcoming. Just kidding. You know, a little bit of levity. But seriously, you know, what we have going on is there's a counter gang contingent, you know, Frank Kitson's low intensity operations. Maybe we should play Webb Tarpley's that clip of him, you know, talking about it. Maybe not. Anyway, so the counter gang contingent is created, and construed as the mass, and that's what guys like Philip B. Haney were talking about. That's what Zudi Jasser has mentioned. You know, he's one of the only mainstream people that I've heard, you know, in his congressional testimony or interviews or whatever. Does anyone talk about Wahhabism, Salafism, Deobandism, these kinds of concepts, and the distinction? You know, most Americans don't understand distinctions between Sunni and Shia Muslims, don't understand what Wahhabism and Salafism, which is generally considered Wahhabism on tour, and Deobandism, what these things represent. And because of our ignorance, essentially, you know, our ignorance is our downfall. And since you don't hear anyone talking about the specifics and the nuances, everyone plays in the generalities, then you feel like you're crazy if you talk about this stuff. You can feel like you're crazy, but it's a fact that there is a certain contingent of radical fundamentalist puritanical ideology that is used to create the radicals. And if you understand what's going on and what I've been trying to talk about for a while now, you know, we're supposed to believe that Adam Kinzinger's Christian Taliban is, you know, that's sensational. And Pike's letter to Mazzini is not a real thing. But if you pay attention, you know, people say, do we have sleeper cells in America? Yeah, every mainstream church denomination in America, and all of the mosques as well. And that coincides directly with Pike's letter to Mazzini. Everybody's getting drawn into this conflict. And on the Muslim side, you know, democracy and all that, you know, it's a very theocratic, fundamentalist sort of concept, but it's the same in the so-called Christian denominations with all this dominionism. And, you know, if you're not familiar, go watch some of the Magical Mystery Church videos on YouTube, the channel Magical Mystery Church. That's probably one good place to start lately, you know, all this dominionism everywhere. We're going to create God's kingdom on earth, and then he's coming back. You know, as soon as we perfect, I think you need to go back and read your Bible, because you got it all goofed up. You're a mess. Your theology, your eschatology, it's a mess. That sounds more Gnostic and Kabbalistic to me. God doesn't need your help. You need his help. Period. So, because of all of this playing in the generalities that happens, like, on, you know, in the media and so forth, all of the so-called experts, they never admit or never explain the distinctions. it makes you feel like you're crazy. But reality is reality. Operation Cyclone is what it is. And let's have a conversation about these things. Like I said, to open today's broadcast, you know, it's so ironic. Are we really that stupid? Are we really, you know, October 7th, something happens and we're led to believe there was a catastrophic failure of everything and no response for basically a whole day, 6 or 8 hours, who knows, however many hours. And, you know, the Iron Dome fails, but then all of a sudden the Iron Dome is working again. That doesn't seem suspicious. You know, there's Viktor Ostrovsky's book, By Way of Deception. Sun Tzu says all war is based on deception. But we're supposed to believe that both sides of this alleged conflict are running around with GoPros on? Like a first-person shooter video game? Really? Are we really that stupid? Well, it's CNN. It's Fox News. They wouldn't lie to me. Right. There's that Wikipedia entry. For example, let me see if I can find that real quick. CNN controversies? Yeah. And that's being very kind. CNN controversies, allegations of bias, and then all of these fun things that they've done. I'm coming to you live from, okay, it's a soundstage, but, you know, it looks very convincing, doesn't it? And it's not just CNN. Then there was the Sinclair gaffe. Remember that? This is very dangerous to our democracy. So, yeah. Anyway, don't let garbage people derail you at whatever level. The truth is the truth. And these people, especially the silver-tongued Ivy League types, you know, they want to say things in spooky NLP, convincing, you know, like the Gavin Newsoms or whatever. They want to say things very convincingly. And they, you know, they practice this stupid crap. They're lying, so they have to have a little bit of chaos magic involved so that we all buy into the nonsense. Don't buy into the nonsense. Don't be derailed by garbage people. Don't do evil. Not what I'm talking about. But, you know, live your life. And again, the question is always, who's in charge, who decides? And I believe it's a rhetorical question. God Almighty. The Lord God Almighty. So, speaking of this stuff, I mean, you know, the October 7 shenanigans forward, you know, again, was it me or was it really... Do people find it strange that the same day and the same weekend, let's just say Sunday, it was Saturday the 7th, October 7th, that the shenanigans started. And then by Sunday, there were protests from Seattle to New York. Both sides of the issue, apparently. Did they get their protest chit? Did they, you know, talk to mommy about getting their, you know, being able to protest in their free speech zone? Is it me, you know, or is that weird? How did you get crowds on demand? Less than 24 hours later, from coast to coast. You could tell people you'll give everyone $1 million if they'll show up in your capital city tomorrow. And I bet you'd be lucky to get 3 people. But somehow, we had crowds on demand the very next day. Crowdsondemand.com. We should have a running, you know, crowds on demand. Your home for protests, rallies, advocacy, audiences, PR stunts, and political events. Services available nationwide from coast to coast. If you have a running, you know, like alert on Craigslist for protesters, do you want to be a paid protester? Anyway, speaking of Philip B. Haney, who saw something and told us all, that Hannity appearance was something. DHS whistleblower speaks about jihad in America. This was back in 2016. This was a couple weeks before he testified before the Senate Judiciary Committee, I believe. Can we play that, please?
And welcome back to Hannity. Donald Trump, he's going to join us in just a few minutes. But first, earlier today, an unhinged President Obama, well, he lashed out at Donald Trump and those who dare to question why he refuses to use the simple term radical Islam. Watch this.
For a while now, the main contribution of some of my friends on the other side of the aisle have made in the fight against ISIL is to criticize this administration and me for not using the phrase radical Islam. This is a political distraction, and that kind of yapping has not prevented folks across government from doing their jobs, disrupting plots, and protecting all Americans, including politicians who tweet and appear on cable news shows. We now have proposals from the presumptive Republican nominee for President of the United States to bar all Muslims from emigrating to America. And if we fall into the trap of painting all Muslims with a broad brush and imply that we are at war with an entire religion, then we are doing the terrorist work for them.
Here with reaction, author of See Something, Say Nothing, a Homeland Security Officer, exposes the government's submission.
Yeah, maybe we can finish that on the other side of the break or something. But so Obama emboldened the, you know, part of the radical Islamic contingent, the wolf masquerading among the sheep, on that side of the discussion. And Donald Trump did a magnificent job of doing it on the so-called Christian side, getting people all stirred up and radicalized. And I wonder if we could find one instance of Barack Obama. Okay, so, you know, he makes a good point. I agree with his point. You know, we're not at war with an entire religion. Then what? But see, we're playing in the generalities. Has he ever said the word Wahhabism? No one would know it. Has he ever said the word Salafism? I don't think so. I mean, if you want to really straighten it out, you're the president of the United States, the most powerful man in the world, in the universe. Not really. Just a puppet. A figurehead. Then say Wahhabism or Salafism or Deobandism. Say, you know, let's make a distinction here. But you can't do that because then guess what? We're not, we can't be buds with Saudi Arabia anymore, because that's the wellspring of this ideology. So basically this emboldens, the bad guys. I can't remember how Zudi Jasser put it, but at one point he said something about, you know, this becomes the foil, you know, you embolden this thing and that becomes the foil for instituting a tyrannical dictatorship, essentially. Exactly. And that's what balkanization is all about. That's what this Wahhabi ideology has been so good at. British intelligence watched and figured that out 200 and what? Going on 300 years ago? When Muhammad ibn Abd al-Wahhab and the House of Saud first got together and said, hey, let's be bros. Anyway, so you have on the one side Barack Obama playing in the generalities. So we're not at war with an entire religion. Okay, fine. I agree. Then let's be specific. Let's define terms. Who are we saying that we're not fans of? And if we do that, then once we start to get down in the weeds, we realize that Operation Cyclone never ended. We're still using Saudi Arabian textbooks and stuff like that to train radicals. Bibi said Hamas is ISIS. Okay, well, where does ISIS and Hamas come from? Why do they think that way? Stick around. We'll be right back.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org, smash that donate button, like Russian peacekeepers smashing through the Azov neo-Nazi terrorists in the Donbass.
I don't think you can explain politics without looking at Jewish power any more than you can explain physics without dealing with gravity.
9/11 was a jointly conducted covert operation that involved multiple states, the Saudis, the Israelis, and what you could call the deep state in the United States.
With anti-Semitic remarks.
yeah, you're jiggling juice, we used to say, the dancing Israelis.
So even the Republicans now are compromising, and they're pushing issues that are destructive to the white race.
They would always say, like, are we just going to talk about this stuff on the radio? Like, what are we going to do about it?
Either we force the democracy to work by actually getting the ballot access, getting the candidates, getting in office, getting our message out there to the people, or we expose just how undemocratic it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Down the hills.
I mention Norm Dixon's article, his September 18, 2001 article, How the CIA Created Osama Bin Laden. I mention it on occasion. It is still one of the best reads, and it's pretty short. One of the best reads on the subject, How the CIA Created Osama Bin Laden. And all of these different, you know, little branches that kind of splintered out from Operation Cyclone. And Philip B. Haney was really kind of putting the pieces together on all of that here in America, and how all of these mosques are tied to what you might call the Haqqani network. And it gets pretty simple at a certain point. And all of it all flows out of Saudi Arabia. Here's a great explainer from The Conversation, an article by Galina Emelianova, senior lecturer in Eurasian Studies, University of Birmingham. Explainer, what is Wahhabism in Saudi Arabia? Published January 30, 2015. There's an image of King Salman. It says, will King Salman continue where Abdullah left off? The death of Saudi Arabia's King Abdullah has stirred debate about the future direction of the world's richest Arab state. Who cares? What does this matter? That direction will be significantly colored by how his brother and successor, King Salman, approaches Wahhabism, the religious sect that is at once an intrinsic part of the state and its biggest threat. Western leaders have been flocking to Riyadh to pay their respects to both the dead and the new king, with Barack Obama even cutting short his state visit to India. This indicates just how crucial Saudi Arabia is, both to the faltering global economy and to the current crisis over the threat of Islamic State in the Middle East. But then this next bit is interesting. I'll give it to you when we come back, and we'll finish the clip of Philip B. Haney. Second hour coming up. Stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
Some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details, or visit 3DBunkers.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.